Okay. The sugya I'm discussing is a famous sugya in Shas. It's today's daf, daf nun beis of an aleph. The sugya of Apitropis. The makor for the din of Apitropis happens to be not here, but in the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin. The Gemara on daf mem beis of an aleph. Maybe we'll look at that for a second, just to get our bearings. It's on page number 3 of the Ma'amar Komos. So the Gemara here is discussing Chalukah. The Gemara is talking about Chalukah Sa'aretz and Chalukah, a property. So the Gemara quotes a din, a famous halacha. I think I underlined it. Ela kidirava barahuna. Yom Rabba Baravuna, Marab Gidl, Marab Minayin, the Som Shabo Lachlak Nichse Abiyim, the Somim who now want effect of Chalukah and the Chasim of their father, Shebezdin Mamin Lem Apitropis. So Bezdin appoints, I guess you would call it Apitropis, an executor of the estate. There's a whole discussion, actually. The Bartanura here claims that the word Apitropis is a Roman term. Others claim it's a Greek term. But whatever origin the term is, it means Avik Tanim, the father of the Ktanim. Apotropis, and I can go into that because I'm a student of Latin, but I won't get into it right now. Another occasion, perhaps. So, what's the makor that they come to divide the chasim of their father? Shebez Mabin of Apotropis, Lacho Veliskos. So, this is a very.
It's one per child and one for the executive of the state.
Sorry, I'll discuss it momentarily. Simply, the Chora says, Lachlog Benichse Avin. They have a specific task, and the task here is to somehow effect the Chalukah, and they're going to obviously have to accept, for some reason, we'll see why, this Chalukah that is effectuated by the Apitropis, and the Apitropis is acting on behalf of all of them. We don't know any details at this point, but the Gemara says that they do so, Lachov Aliskos. They ask the Gemara, Lachov Amai. Obviously, if it's going to be to their detriment, Lachov, so why would Bezin appoint the Apitropis for Yisoymin? Ever, the answer is Lachov, Amanas Liskos. So here, if you look in Rashi, in Kedushin, so Rashi says that Rashi first points to a Gemara that precedes this. The Gemara preceding this, right before this Gemara that we read about 7 lines above, the Gemara has a din of Zochin the Adam Shobafanav. That the concept of Chalukah Seretz Yisrael, we have each Nasi is appointed to oversee the Chalukah for his Shevet. Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad. Mimate Tichulin Cholos Haaretz. And the Gemara points out that it's not necessarily all schus, because not everyone is happy with the share that they're going to receive. Ikad Nichad Bahar, Ikad Nichad Babika. So the Gemara, in effect, therefore, comes on to this din of Apitropis at Beznes Mami. But prior to this, again, the Gemara spoke about the din of Zochin. Before that, the Gemara also quotes a din that Nasi Echad, perhaps is based on Shlichus. So you have several possibilities. The Gemara began by discussing the din of Shlichus. The Gemara then went on to propose a din of Zochin, Zochin Yom Shabbafanov. And the question, of course, is, did there are Ktanim involved over here? That's one of the major problems. The Gemara said earlier, above that, Is Zoche V'la Akotin Zoche. So clearly, in terms of Zechiah, Tanim are problematic. In terms of Shlichus, problematic. And regarding Zochadam, Shobafanav, Rashi points out over here that Tanim, Shobafanav, Damu. And therefore, the Chalukah actually is considered to be a proper Chalukah based on Zchus. But finally, Gemara comes to this last maskana, which is the one we're dealing with today in the Shir, namely, Neidus Zchus, Shobafanav. But rather, the Chiddush of Ktanim, that even the Chov HaBor Machmas Chus, Bezin is able to effectuate that kind of situation. Because even though sometimes the Chalukah is a Chovah, because they're not happy necessarily, B'chol Zot, the Gemara says the Chalukah is Chal. So the Apitrop is appointed by the Bezin. The Gemara says, Tekasha, look at Rashi now, L'chov HaMai. So Rashi says over here, Ipshit Lon Shiyavol L'chov HaSam, Ma'alor L'hamad Apitrop is a Kach. Why would we appoint the Apitrop to their detriment? Elo the Gemara said Lachol Amanas Liskos that Anu Namido Ladun Ula Arab Bishvilom Mischusam Ula Anosam. So it sounds like he is acting as an executor, And generally, executives hopefully act on behalf of their clients and do so in a positive, affirmative kind of way. And then, the mischaiv b'din, also let your chips fall where they may. That's the expression that often is used. And the Gemara said, this is the makar, namely, b'nosiecha, nosiecha mimatia. On the Mar Mekomos, on page number one, the first page, I saw the Shiltos in Pashas Masei also echoes this idea. But it speaks of a Lashon Klali. If you look in item number three, Ayin Shiltos Pashas Masei on the first page, Minayin Lebezin Shemabin Lapichobos Yisom Lechayv Lezchus, Shenema Menosiecha, Nosiecha Mimate, Tichul Lichos Oretz. So the Shiltos expresses it the way the Gemara comes out of Maskana, but it expresses it the Chatchila. Lachoy v'liskos, in either direction, whether it's lachoy or whether it's liskos, that's the koch of Bezdin. So the Gemara actually, as I said here, has several possibilities. On page number three, the Gemara Kedushin Membeis, which is the makar for this din of Apitropis. And again, let's just review the salient points of the Gemara. Number one, the possibility, the Gemara said that it's based on shlichus. The Gemara then points out, tanim labanei shlichus inu. So the Gemara rejects categorically, summarily, that idea. The Gemara then goes on to discuss the din of Zochin the Adam Shloi B'Fanov, and the Gemara quotes this pasuk Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad. The Gemara rejects that because the Gemara says because of the possibility that people, people are not happy with the particular chet they're going to receive. So now the question is the maskana. That's what I want to know. The maskana after the Gemara learns out from this pasuk the din of Apitropis. So what exactly does the Gemara have in mind? So the Rashi, where we just read, again, I just want to cite the Rashi again. So Rashi says, Shaloschu shalo b'fun of great sa'ika, l'mishma mino ligdolim. But the Chiddush Rashi says is, l'arui nami liktanim. According to Rashi, the maskana, we learn out from this pasuk, the din of Zochin, and the din of Apitropis. And essentially, what Rashi seems to be saying, is that there is an element of, in the din of Apitropis, an element of Zochin. And the truth is that this is exactly, if you just don't mind one second more, this is exactly the Ramban. I saw the Ramban actually in Gittin on Daf Nun Beis. Essentially, the Ramban echoes this idea as well. On page number four, the Chiddush Ramban right over here on Gittin. So the Ramban writes that whatever the Apitropis does, if you look in the Ramban, I underlined it on page number four. The Mishnah here mentioned two possibilities. The Mishnah mentioned the possibility Yisomim relying on an individual and they're going to do whatever he, in effect, implements, whatever he executes, even though there's no formal apitropis, or the father appointed an apitropis. So the Ramban says, the Gemara is mechalek between lahachil and laniach, that if it's the for the point of hopefully providing them with sustenance, so then the apitropis has certain free reign. If it's laniach, namely the way Rashi learns that we're talking about that for the future, then we don't permit the apitropis to go ahead and act with any kind of free reign. So the Ramban says here, first he writes in the first paragraph, the Gemara says lahachil, yeshlomo tzakonas chacham hu shemidu haperes peshus apitropis, kide shiuchu la'aser v'yachilet. The idea is that he is given permission as well to give Maaser, and the Rabban has recourse here to something very, a very famous halacha, because this issue was raised by Tosfos in Daf Mem already here in Gittin. In the earlier sugya, we had this sugya, if you look for a second, if you don't mind, let me just get this down, and then you speak as you wish. The Gemara Daf Mem, let's start with Mem of Aleph, and then we'll go to Mem of Beis, but in Mem of Aleph, we had the sugya in HaShaleach, where the Gemara presented a braisa. The Gemara said that if you look about 12 lines down from the top of the page, Meisve. The Gemara says, Lova himenu rabo. The Gemara presents a scenario.
Mem
Amen Aleph. But the Gemara says here, the Gemara is talking about things that are done by the master where the Ebbe would go to Cheres. Let's say Ebbe Shinech Tfilim Befnei Rabo, Yosef the Cheres. I'm not discussing that aloha right now, but obviously it's not the derech of an Ebbe to put on Tfilim. Mitzvah Seisha Azman Gromba, Lola Meisha, and therefore that's not what he does. If he does that, that's a simon, of course, that he's no longer under the thumb of his master. So the Gemara is Takashi from Abraisa and Ksubis. Meisha, Lova Himenu Rabo. This is where the master, in effect, the Ebed, in effect, generally speaking, we know that this is the only way the Ebed can be freed is if someone else gives him money. Amnash in the rabbi b'shus b'okos. Kol mashikon ebe kana rabbo, And therefore, lava himena rabbo. Here his master borrows money from him. I'm not interested in that case. So rabbi apotropis. So Rashi says, apotropis on the chasa, dilab de shachre, lab choshele. Clearly, he must be meshuchrar if he has become an apotropis. And then he mentions also...
Why? What's the connection?
No, the connection is that, as Rashi said before, that it's not the derech of an eved to put on tefillin. It's not a derech of an eved. He can't, again, he's someone who's working for his master. And one could even say, with Gemara says, a kedushin, tazayin, gufo konui, and Mamela, he certainly cannot be an apotropis for his master unless he was meshuchrar. Well, it's simply not... somebody which is clearly in sync with what an Eved is all about. Or the other examples, Gemara gives a Kar Shoshub Sukkim, a Saktesim, a Rabbo. So that's the question. Here we have a Brisa that means he gets an Aliyah. Gets an Aliyah of the Torah. So the Gemara, the Brisa said, Lo Yatzel L'Cheiris. So the Gemara has all kinds of Ukimtas, but I'm only interested in one thing. That here, this Halacha, all these Dinim, what exactly are they based on? And the same thing also on that Memem and Beis. And the main issue, really, which is our issue over here, back on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, is the problem that Tosfos quotes Daf Mem Beis brings the Tosfos Amasil because they give the Chavrusa Hashmei. Because the Gemara on the bottom of the page, I'm reviewing that which you all know, so I don't, I'm not. The Gemara says on the bottom of the page that this is a famous issue that's raised by four lines in the bottom. Ahu after the Beit Trei, Kom Chaminai V'Shichu the Palge. That you have two shutfim, one of them is Meshachar his chelek. I'm going to be in trouble now, because in effect that the Mishnah said Kofin is Rabbo, also so Ben Chorim. One half of this Eved is a Ben Chorim, one half is a of an Eved. So this fellow now is in a problematic state because the Mishnah said, but Meshachar Bisila Kofin is Rabbo, based on so Ben Chorim. So therefore, what he do? I'm going to pull a quote unquote a trump card. What? Ozalakne the blood cotton. I'll go ahead be makne my Eved to my chelik of the Eved leben cotton. And as Rashi says over here, Shein roi l'chov v'bezdin. You cannot, more or less, you're powerless when it comes to a child. Shalcha b'yisabed l'chov l'kavidim ha'papa. Shalcha kasha osakin yosel l'gmul yosel l'barosho. We're going to teach you a lesson. You want to play these kind of kanunyos, these kind of potentim. Anon kimlam b'yinukon and b'karvadaita l'gabizuzin. One thing we know, that young children like money. I think I said many times that I put shkolim in the pockets of my grandchildren, kol hayom kol halayla. That's how I get all my grandchildren to learn with me. See, Dr. Mazankis, that's what I do. Arav Shlita, you're probably also a Rav. Kol mindein smuchulano. Anyway, so the kids are, so I put shekels in their pocket, they like money, and because of that, they're willing to learn with me. Not they want to learn with me. That's how I tutor all my bar mitzvah grandchildren. I teach them how to learn. I also learn with them sugas and tefillin, and menachas, and shagas aryeh, and all kinds of things. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't have any, not even a habamina. But because the Makari died of Gabi Zuzi, I'm just relying on this Gemara. Mukmin le apitropis. So then we appoint in apitropis. Rashi says, liyanukam, liro lo domim yofin, kemoshu and isham bashuk, sharitzorcha ever lichto shtar chatzi domov. And then Mekakishle Zuze, what a lushin. Mekakishle Zuze. Rashi says here on top, Dava Muad. By the way, it sounds like what?
For a baby.
That's right. We're talking about, well, we don't know the age of this child, the Nuka, it's not clear. You know, there's this guy. We say that. Nachon, that's Mekakishle Zuze. And the Kosla Gita the Harus Hashmeh, the question is who's writing this get? From Rashi it's Mashma, the Kotan himself is writing the get Shikha. Taste is Cholik. Tesis of the apotropis is writing to get shechru. The machol Rashi tesis, but then Rashi says, "Lo yistachu bezin lechayfei, shehu yishachurei umidaita b'shul zuzei, ubalav kekushi zuzei lo efsha diyenuka labakviyahu." The apotropis ain't rashon. Let's say abadam lecheres lelochel v'isegmen. He quotes our Gemara. An apotropis is powerless; doesn't have the ability to number one free an eved, number two to do anything which would be to the detriment of the yisomim. He quotes the Gemara and has zokim v'tinok zeh. That's the Mishnah later on and Daf Nuntes. Hapuutos mechol mekach umemkar memkar bimetalvin. Vabitrobris mukminan lain betakanosu l'shuma b'damim ve'olam. Mulin. So the question is, and that's the Shaila on Agamar again. I'm back at Daf Nun Bezum and Aleph. For goodness sakes, that how in heaven's name could the Mishnah say that the Abitrobris is chayav la'asir perusein. Right away the Gemara is takasha. How can he be Maser Peroseim? We have a famous, another famous Braisa. Atem lo shutfim, atem lo avisim, atem lo apitropsim, atem lo atem shen shalom. So the Gemara answered by saying, kan lahachil, kan lo niach. That lahachil, they have the right to do so. But what's the basis of that? And what's the halachic, conceptual basis of them doing so? So Tesis says, yeah, Memem Beis, and the Ramban also has the same idea. Says Tesis, that if you look in the Tesis of Memem Beis, because they give the Harus al Shemei, he has the kasha about a cotton, etc., his status. And then he says, when we say Memkar Memkar, in Matal and Hanab and Mamma, Dafka, they have Kibez, now you have Kibez. And near another farish, the custom they give to Alshmei the Abitropis, the Avagad the Bealmin Abitropis, and Masharim Lotzi on the Cheres, Hochel came in the Osa Shulka, hey, you like nice, look at cotton, if Giru, Bezin, and Sanul Abitropis, the Shachro. So this is based on the din of Hefke, Bezin, Hefke. They gave, I would say, even powers that are extra, that extra legal powers to the Abitropis, and the reason why he's allowed to be Torahing, to be Maaser, even though the Gemara says, Atem Lot Abitropis, Ela hefke bezin hefke v'yevkiru bezin atfuah shel tinog and the son of Abitropis shiuchal litvom v'noichal tvolim. So this is where the Ramban, now going back to Ramban on page number 4, over here the Ramban writes in a similar kind of fashion that, let's read the first two paragraphs of the Ramban. He writes over here, first he says that Abitropis chayv la'asa peroseim buki la'achil yeshom ta'akonat chachamim hishemiru ha'peres peshus Abitropis k'shiuchal la'asa v'yachilom. Says the Ramban. He says it has a daraisa status. The Akshina just more or less summarized the Gemara. That's the Lishna Kama. Ubalishna Basra, he says, he explains that the Schus, Zochin Dom Shal Bafonov, and therefore, the last three lines of this paragraph of the Rabban, Hilko Koma Shetzil Chavli Abitrofsin Lasos Schusu, Umasen Kayam Midin Teira. So the Ramban explains that even the Maskan of the Gemara, you have really here two dinim that are derived from the Pasuk Nasi Echa. Number one, the din Kloli of Zochin, and number two, the din Prati of Abitropis. But the Ramban initially suggested it was the Takonis Chachamim, that they remind me the Peres HaYisom B'shus Abitropis, he should be Meiser it, and the din Abitropis not be din Zochin. So again, as I said here, this is what we're going to discuss. What exactly is the role of the Abitropis? This is why we have a Shekel HaGdoma. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, there is. I can still see.
I would like to be in the mountain.
I can still see the application of this principle here. Okay, so there are three approaches in Rishonim when one learns the Sugya in Kedushin and one learns the Sugya here in Gittin regarding what exactly the role of the Apotropos is. When the Mishnah here says that the Chayav La'aser Peroseim, that they are in a position to go ahead and tithe the Tzvua that belongs to the Yisomim, that is the Apotropos, and then where's Akasha from this Braisa that asers them from being Torim, Atem V'la Apotropsim, and the Gemara answers, Kan L'Achal U'Kan L'Haniach. So here the Rishonim have a lengthy discussion what the nature of this Apitropis is, what exactly his role is. So the Ritva is found on page 5. The Ritva more or less learns, he quotes actually from the Yad Ramah. The Ritva says over here, the Ramah Schol Amahu Yisomim, you look at the entire Ritva, so he comes out of Maskonim, the Balabais becomes an Apitropis because of the Minui of the Yisomim, and he has obviously a certain Samchuyot, he has certain authority, and therefore he can sell Metalvlin, Shebeputos, Mechel Mekach, Mimkar, Memkar, Bimetalvlin, and therefore when they want the Yisomim to come, Lonos HaPautos, Mashmah, the Apotropos is acting as a Shliach for the Yisomim. That seems to be more or less, I learned the entire Ritva on that sugya, on this sugya, and also Sugin Kedushin. And he understands that Abitrav is acting as a shliach on behalf of the Yisomim. The same idea is also found in a Ravid in Hilchas Nachlas. If you look in Hilchas Nachlas, which is on the next page, page number 6, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tes. In Halacha Tes, the Rambam says, Apitropin Torminu Ma'asu Nichse Yisomim Kedei La'achilon. That's more or less what the Gemara says. Shem Achilon Sa Yisomim Dabar Ha'asu. Abelo Ya'asu, Belo Yitromu Kedei La'aniach Peres Mesukonim. If it's for the future, so obviously that's what Rashi pointed out, what the Gemara said, that La'aniach, we're not given any kind of mandate to do that. El Yimkru Osam Tevel Verotza L'Sakin Yisakin. So the right bit over here is Masig on the Rambam, and in the course of the Rabbi says the following. He says, "Sheino shliach el letzarech hashoh." So he speaks about shlichus. That's what the Rabbi is discussing. He writes, if you take a look at the lashon of the Rabbi, that at one point he writes the last, the third Rabbi, and the last line in the third Rabbi, he says that he writes here, "V'hatam sheino shliach." So he obviously understands also the way the Ritva understood that here we're talking about an issue of shlichus. And the truth of the matter is that even if you hold the way the Gemara suggested that Apachabas works within Zochin, so we know there's machlokes all over Shas. L'schi mitam yad, schi mitam shlichus, but one man yom hold schi mitam shlichus. So therefore, that is one approach that Rishonim take, that the Apachabas acts as a shliach. The second approach, which is, again, I think one that's quite also... Right, the Gemara on the bottom. The Gemara here on the bottom. Right, Ketanim. I mean, I'm not sure what you're trying to prove from that. That's right. Clearly, it's not mitam shlichus. So there, I have to understand what's that halacha based on. But before I get to that, maybe I'll get to it.
That means you can appoint a katan as a shliach.
Not mistabe.
That's unlikely, right?
No, because look in Rashi over there. Tanim enam b'nei das. Rashi can say there, indicate they have no das. There's no shlichus. So that's a separate halacha. That seems to be a separate din. That we have to understand. What does that mean? That halacha. Okay, maybe I'll get to Ebli Neder.
The Beis Chabad is 13 lines.
How many lines?
The 13th wide line. It says.
1 second. Let me just count it. 1 second. Yes. Okay. So it says. Ein osim habetrav nashim
habetrav.
Yeah, but what does that mean? So that. What does that mean? You mean abi yisayim harshus biyada? What does that mean?
Harshus biyada.
So is there? It doesn't work with Tam Shlichus. It can't. Is there Rashi on that? Or Rashi doesn't comment on that. There's no Rashi on that. Okay, we have to look to see what's that based on. It's a good kasha. But the second possibility, besides the possibility of Shlichus, is that the Abitropis essentially becomes a Bailim, Megabi Nichsi Yisomim, which means now he has a connection to Nichsi Yisomim. So you have to look at the Rashba. Page 8, 9, and 10. This is more or less the intent of the Chiddush of Rashba over here in Gittin Daf Nun Beis. There's a long piece on this. I don't know if you want to. I don't mind reading it or reading parts of it. There's a very lengthy perish on the bottom. But more or less, the Rashba takes the tack what I just told you. That there's somehow, maybe we'll read parts of it if you don't mind. Is that all right? On page number 8, it says, Masis in Yisem Shesom Chetz of Alabayis. So first he writes the way the Ramban writes. Kedarko shel Rashba litzatek et divrei Morov Rabo the Ramban. Mishum hefki bezer shevkiyus haperes gavi abitropes takonis hayisemin. Mishum machayeye abuloniach imam mishum takonis hayisemin. Lufikol lefkirim lekach. Inam yiklemema the medina term milach binoniach. The yad abitropes gad hayisemin. That's the line I wanted to stress. Yad apitropes ki yad hayisemin. That means that the Apotropos becomes a Bailim. Similar to the Yisomim, who are the Bailim here, so they are the Gavi B'Chariko Yomer. They're in lieu of the Yisomim. And also I saw the Rashba in Baba Kama, Daf Kufi Beis, I didn't see it except for you, The Rashba says, Abitrabas kebailim ninu. Says it very explicitly. They have the status of a bailim. And then he writes further, Elo, Kadeshalo, if they're the bailim, why can't they do anything? Elo, Kadeshalo, Yeroki, Mizalza, Benixa, Yisam, Hashem, Lo, Yidatku, Yafi, Bedavar, Osu, Lem, Litwa, Kaderon, Yakim, Shetzar, Lem, Dava, Zav, Alacha, Lem, Yidu, Adine, Kadesh, Amru. Then he goes on to discuss other halachas, Be'emot, see, in page number 9, Abon, Lecheris, Kadeshalo, Yeroki, Mizalza, Benixa, Yisam, Poshu, Kasad, Pekha, Shalek, Mishalab, Ben, Tamzal, Gabihu, Abdu, the Betray, Hod da shin na tebel a shuf na tebel a pichom da bona kras macht da alma hod din a pichom shiv nu bezden shachayev da asa da achil lodo niya kitam er baisa pichom is turn masu na achil lodo niya save da abreis ik tani esam doshim abnu kitanim over here maybe he discussed it take a look Rabbi Baum v'imin av yisem hoshus biyado on page number 9 bottom line right hand column v'imin av yisem im hoshus biyado alma mashma da kula baisa v'chol a pichom se mairi Mid mafuginim besayf the sayfa ben apachov is the best na apachov shemiru avi yisem the gulug tani tarn mas malachal on niach nearly mishemor the tani masisa mishem the kol masisa lashmini hater tarn malachal ken ashmi apachov shemiru avi yisem balabais avi yisem in vashoy the tlach mishem have the best na midina albishin as apachov shomid das best in kolshkin apachov shemiru best it albabais the he goes on abalod on niach on page 10 apachov shem stam even apachov shemiru best in lachilin on niach lo. Because I would say that maybe you knew Bezim, I'm going to get to that in a second. Kilo notam shus be Bezim befer shamashu rots las menichseim. Then it would be an overwhelming, absolute kind of heter. You knew Bezim. Ben lach ben laniach. So he says no. And then he gives you all the other qualifications that I mentioned by the sugya and the like. And therefore, it's still the ramifications of lahachil in laniach lo. It's still that which is relevant. Okay, he doesn't really help us as far as your kash is concerned, lich ora. No, but he's saying, the chura adama pasha, the Rashba, that Abitrabas works as a bailim. So that's the second mahalach. The first mahalach is
only
the Raivid. What was that?
No,
it doesn't say that. Bimchila, I went to this Rashba many times. Anyway, he has another, Minu Bezin is another mahalach. I'm going to get that in a second.
What is the
Minu Bezin? No, I'll get to that in a second. But I don't think he does mention Minu Bezin several times, you are correct. And he mentions that Minu Bezin also has the same tzimtzum. Still, you would have thought Minu Bezin is stronger, kind of minoy, than perhaps the Abitrabas becoming a bailin, because Bezin can more or less do anything.
Right.
And therefore, even Lahaniach they should be able to do. That's the Chiddush, they can't do Lahaniach. They're also mitzumtzum and not be able to do Lahaniach. But his position, the Rashba, he says it many times in different places in Shas, that he understands that the din of Abitrabas, as I said, kiyad ha-yisaymin. Now, by the way, to me it seems this is a Mishnah Bava Kama. I Xerox it on page 11. Mishnah Bava Kama Daf Lamed Tes, also a famous Mishnah. I'll just summarize it if I can. The Mishnah talks about Oshor v'cher shayt v'kodin shenogach. So what happens? They're not in a position of any responsibility. Einam b'nei da. So Bezdin says the Mishnah ma'amin lehem abitropis. U'me'in lehem b'fin abitropis. So they have to appoint someone, and the Gemara actually goes on to explain here that we're talking about Oshor Amuad. That if the shor of the Yisomim is Huchzak Nachon, their shor was determined to be a shor amud, so then Mabinu Labitropis, in order that we should be Mekayim, okay, but that's correct, but what are we being Mekayim? A Pasuk. V'huad biv'ola v'lo yishmerenu. V'heim is isho isha. What's the lashon of the Pasuk?
Sorry, I want him to be
Bayim. V'huad biv'ola v'lo yishmerenu. So we see from that, the sugya, and that the chura, it's a din of Bailim. Bahuad bivolov that is according to Chachamim, the Bryce says according to Chachamim, even if the shore is a short time, Mabin Lab Abitropis, so it sounds like the Abitropis serves as the Baal Hashor, Sheef Shah the Kaimbo, Bahuad bivolov. It's a Klo Gemara, Gemara Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, so you see the din of Bailin. Okay, so that's the second possibility, and the third is what you mentioned, Rab Munitz, namely that he has the mandate or the Shiltone that's given to him by the Bezdin. That's called Minu Bezdin. That seems to be a third possibility. Is one possibility, again, the way the Ravid and others and the Rizva suggest, based on Shlichus. And the second possibility is not based on Shlichus, based on a Din Bailim. And that's born out, as I said, by the Gemara Baba Kami and Daf Lamates. But the third possibility, it's also suggested by, as you noted correctly, by many Rishonim. The Rashba mentions it, the Rizva mentions it in Kedushin, the Ramban mentions it, the Shlichus is not Din Shlichus, and also perhaps not Din Bailim, the Rizva and Gidin. Mentions it. The Ritva and Gittin speaks of the Lashon Yo'abulei Rabbanim Rishusa, that they gave him Rishus, that namely that this is a din of Minu Bezin, Kedesh Shal Yochal Tevel, and then he mentions Hefker Bezin Hefker, And basically, what is, and this is the problem that Rabbi Shenim had, what right do the apotropos have the hafrish? How can he be mafrish? Rabbi Shenim Shalom? So that doesn't belong to him. Man, so if you hold like the possibility of shlichus, the possibility of bailus, you don't need that.
It's also but the first,
I understand exactly.
It's violent.
But I'm saying from the nisuach, of the haba yavle rabban of reshusa, it's mashma that it's a mandate that's given to the apotropos from Bezdin. And again, as I said, if you understand based on shlichus or based on bailus, as I said, the first two possibilities found in Rishonim. So then you can understand the Bryce and Gidden that asses an apotropos to be tori. Atem below apotropos. Why? Because if you see an apotropos as a bailim or shriach, certainly he has the right to be tori. If I appoint a shriach to be tori, yachol itzrom. If he's the bailim, of course he can go ahead and be tori. And the Rashba explains in Gidden that mikra din, the apotropos can be tori. But the rabbanon, they ask it, as he just said, shalo yirah, kimazalza benichse yisayim. A word that looks like...
It's not a true halacha.
Okay, you want to put it that way. I don't like that nisuach. But anyway, that's too academic for me. Anyway, shalo yirah, kimazalza benichse yisayim. Shalo yidaktek. And the atem lapitrops him is you're saying, I call him nasmachta. Okay, you say it's not a better shot. That's what you mean. Okay, say that. I'm trying to, shall we say, ameliorate your language. Anyway, Bekitzer, so it comes out that we have really a three-way machlokes of Rishonim regarding the status of the apitropos. Is he operating b'tor shriach? Is he operating as a bailim? Is he operating as a someone who is a surrogate of Bezdin? And interesting that going back to Baba Kama, I'm not asking you to look into the whole Gemara, but Baba Kama, I have a lot to say on this Gemara. I'm very into Baba Kama. It's one of my Masechtas, Alam HaTesim with Aleph. So the Gemara actually has a machlokes here by a case where Shor Sheyusom Mitanim Shehuchzik Nachon, the Shor becomes a Muad. So now the question is, if the Yusom become Gedolim, now they mature, and now they're adults, and the Cheresh is Nishtape, the Cheresh becomes Ois Cheresh, no longer Cheresh, he's now capable. Cheresh is in Shomei and Medaber, the Mishnah Tumis. So now he's Medaber, he's Shomei, Baruch Hashem, he was healed. And the Sheite, Nispakeach, so he also developed intellectual acuity. And so now the question is, does that Shor remain a Shor Amuad, or is the Shor Chesel Tamusa? This is a very famous discussion here in the Mishnah, Bryson, Baba Kama, Daf Lamates. Machokis Hanoim, Rameir, according to Rameir in the Mishnah, Sumchus and the Bryson, Chose Ashor the Tamusa. Okay, that's the question. It sounds miraculous.
Yeah.
Sounds like we have the work here of about my face. Okay, but that's one man there. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Hashor, Nisha, Becheskoso, once a Nachin, always a Nachin. I don't want to say once a terrorist, always a terrorist. But okay, anyway, so that seems to be a Machlokes Tanoim over here. So what's that Machlokes? So this already bothered me for years. So one could explain this Machlokes in a number of different ways. Either from the vantage point of Hilchos Shor HaMuad, namely, when a Shor HaMuad is Mishaneh or Mishtaneh, means how do you understand the Shor HaMuad? Shor HaMuad basically, what's the din? The din is the pasuk says, "V'hu adibalav, v'lo yishurenu, v'emis isha v'isha, hashor yisokel, v'gam ba'ol of yumas." So now the question is, the din of Shor HaMuad basically that if he goes three times, so it's a haswa to the bailim, it's a warning to the owner that we're going to collect nezek shalim. They were under the strictures of Haswa, they didn't guard the shore as they should have. So therefore, when the shore now goes to another Rishus, the shore is Mishtaneh. He's Mishtaneh Rishus. So now the question is, those new owners were not under the strictures that were given to the first owner. They didn't receive the Haswa. They are obviously completely new to the scene. They're totally not aware of this nature, of this particular...
What do you see that Balaam count is how we count?
I'm saying that's apparently what I'm trying to explain the position here of Rameir and Sumchis. Or you are obviously not happy with that. You assume that once the chetza of a Shor HaNachon was created, as I said, once a Nachon, always a Nachon. And Mela is Mechuya to pay Nezek Sholem.
Even a short time.
Say that. Even
though,
say that. No, so... and let me explain, but you didn't give me a chance to finish my thought process. Anyway, so I thought this is totally on other sugars in Baba Kama. I didn't zerex it for you, but I zerex it for myself. There's a Mishnah in Baba Kama here in Chav Gimel and Beis, and the Brice in Chav Dalit. In order for Shor to be a Shor HaMuad, must the Eidus be 3 days or 3 negichos? A very famous machlokes also. 3 consecutive days where this Shor is no geach, or do we say no? Do we say that If the Asher of Shosh Negichas, even the Pamachas, that's considered to be enough to be Asher Amuas. So if you understand that, you, like you want to say, Rabbi Munis, you're creating a Chetz of the Shor, so I would say you need Shosh Yomim, because it could be that Shosh Negichas, Biyom Echaz, and Mikres Mani, it's a Mashu happenstance. It's a coincidence. It's not something necessarily which would be made. It doesn't really tell you about the character of the Shor. But if you assume that the Hador is for the purpose of Hasuas Habailim, so it could be three negichos are enough. So I'm saying now the Shitosim. That's what I wanted to say over here. The Amir Rabbi Yisrael Shitosim. Amir says in Daflam and Alf in Baba Kama, Shashor Chozal the Tamuso, because he holds that three negichos is Hasuas to the Bailim, and the Gemara here on Daf Chav Gimel, he says it's enough to have three negichos. Rabbi Yosef says Areya Becheskoso, he holds you need Shlosh Yomim because we're talking about creating a new Chefza. So I thought this was Shitosim. Okay, you don't have to accept my whole shtickel Torah over here. But whatever the case is, I'm just saying that the Gemara here on Daf Lamed Tesim of Beis, which I didn't zirak, so I didn't zirak after Baba Kama, the Gemara said, my komifugi. Gemara said, Rishus Mashana Ika Beinai. When the Shor is Mashana Rishus, so now that's the question is, do you assume that Rishus Mashana, or do you assume like the other man Yoma, that Rishus Ena Mashana? But anyway, that's one way of learning the Machlokes. It's a Machlokes regarding the nature of Shramuah. But I thought, no. Maybe you can learn some machlokes in Hilchas Apotropsis. Maybe that's the machlokes over here between the Tanoim. Namely, Mekuli Alma Rishus Mishana. According to Amei and Sumchas, the Shor is Chozal the Tamuso. The Apotropsis is Begeda Bailim. So there's a Shini Rishus. So now, the Shor literally passes from Apotropsis, Chazara, Ligtanim Eilu Shegodu. These Tanim became Gedolim. And now the Bailus is now has been transferred, has shifted from the apotropos to them, and that's called in effect Mishana Rishus. Memela the Muadut, that status is completely undone. That status is totally negated. But according to Abiyasi, the Shor remains with Cheskoso. The apotropos is not together by them. He's together, let's say, he has some sort of mandate, maybe he's a Shliach of sorts, so therefore there's no Shini Rishus. Memela Nisham Muad. You know what I'm saying? That's also going to be the machlokes between the Tanaim over here. It means either we can learn it's machlokes Gabi in the world of Shor Muad, or it's machlokes in the din of apotropsis. So the reason why I say that, there's another Rambam that I did not xerox because I just discovered it this morning, and in Hilchos Niskei Mammon, in Perek Vav, halacha Vav. So the Rambam paskins b'shus mishane, he paskins like a papa, and yet the Rambam says shor shuad b'vnei apotropsis v'higdol hakodin hashor nishamuad. The shor remains a muad like abyase. So apparently, according to the Rambam, Machlokes with Tanoim is in the Havana of the Din of Apotropos. He passes the Gabyase. Apotropos lo mishana reshus. He's not a Bailim. And maybe the Shor remains a Shor Amud. That seems to be the position of the Rambam. Okay, going on now, back at the Mamre Kermis. And Daf Nun Beis Aleph Aleph here also, again, you have, it says, Ein Apotropsin Rashoim Lotzi Avodim L'Cherus. They can't be Meshachver and Ebre. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Avulei sent me atzma b'yetze.
What does that mean?
One of your chaverim here, Dr. Mazenkis, bothered me this week on this language, Rebbe Eimer, Eimer Ani. He wants to know, when do Chazal speak in such a fashion, and why do they speak in such a fashion, and what is the necessity? Rebbe Eimer, Eimer Ani.
He's not quoting a question from that he got from his rebbe. It's his own thing.
So that's what I told him, of sorts, that it's Dafka, not something from Masorah. So then what does he do? He Googles this gentleman all over Shas. And he tells me that, Nu, Ma Tomer, Alzev, Yalzev, Yalzev, etc. So I'm not in a position to respond to all of that, all the Gemaras that he cited to me. I have to look at every Gemara and I have to see exactly what's going on there.
There were many?
What?
There were a lot?
A few. So I thought, I want to understand what's the machlokes. These things don't interest me so much. I'm not at that madrega. He's holding by a different madrega, this guy. So I'm just holding by simply understanding machlokes tandoim. One man yama says that ein the apichabes v'shus solzi evde l'cheiros. The other one says Rebbe afu neisin to me'atzma v'yetze. So one could say that this is machlokes hilchas avodim. This goes back on the Gemara on the bottom of the base of Manalef, namely kesef. Is kesef gomer or not? I mean, do we say the shich will be kesef? Is kemecher? Do we assume that the moment you are meshachver the eved, that's considered to be kemecher, shich will be kesef, the eved goes free? Oh no, that it's not a mecha there, but it does not go free. That's what the Ritva here writes. Even if kesef is gomer, which is the Gemara says by ketanim. Okay, correct. But the question is that kemecher, or do we assume no that it's still called shichro? You need the permission of the adam. This is again the ravid.
We
had that ravid.
Oh, then?
So that's a different issue. Mafke
avdo. Didn't get shichro even though.
No, that's machlok Rabbi Shmuel. That's a different machlokes. That's a machlokes that you have two kinyanim you have to deal with. The Ritva, Ramban and Kedusha and Tefzayim, the famous Ramban, they say they have two kinyanim of an Evi, kinyan mama and kinyan Isa. So the Shailas Hamafku Abdo, once the kinyan mama falls, does the kinyan Isa automatically fall? Oh no, Pashtus that Adarin Tzoch get Shirchel, the kinyan Isa is a Chabazun, the kinyan Mela, okay, that's the issue. And the Chanami, Sevi Gavor, and the Loch Hodek Alecha. In Hilmos Nachlas, in Perik Yud Aleph, the same Ramban that we saw a moment ago, is a Raibin. The Raibin in Halacha Ches, again on the same page that I showed you. What page is it again? Page number Hilchas Nachlas that we saw in Perek Yud Aleph. It's on the side. And page number 6 it should be on Halacha Ches. Look at Halacha Ches, the Raibin, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Ches, also a bit microscopic. The Raman passes in Yenap, Petropsim, Rashoim, Lehitzi, Avodim, Lecheiros. So the rabbi here right away raises the question as well. The same issue. Raises the question is it kemecha? Or do we assume that no, it's shechru, still these are shus of the other, what you, Rabbi Muniz, just said. I mean, basically, again, I think the machlokes here is based on the same issue, namely, Bein l'chacham and Bein l'rebbe. Let's assume the apotropos is a bailin, and he has the koach l'shachar so eved. Chacham agreed that they're not allowed to, the eved cannot be meshuchah idei the apotropos, as the Rashba said, kadesh lo yizalzel, b'nichse yisoymim, because of lefamim, lo yidaktek b'domim. By the way, this is a very beautiful Rambam. This also, maybe we should discuss, we should read this anyway. In halacha, the end of halacha test here, on page 6, going on to page 7, this is what the Gemara said here. This Gemara is one of the most striking Gemaras to me in Shas. And the first wide line in the Beis and Aleph, Kol Dover, the Gemara says that Oisim Lehem Lulav, you can use the Nechasim to purchase a Lulav. Va'arava, all the Rishonim say that refers to Hoshana Rabba, or Rabba Rabba. Bisuka, that also. Bitzitzis, the Kol Dover Sheshul Kitzva. That seems to be the criterion. I mean, we know that the Rambam mitzvah seishas magroma and Eved lo lo ki isha. So the kol dover sheyesh lo kitzva you have here benichsi yisom we're talking about now that you can go ahead and do make a lulav, make an arava, make a sukkah. 1 second, make tzitzis leasuye shofar. What's this leasuye shofar? What's the chiddush over here? Obviously, shofar is no different than the mitzvah tzitzis. Mitzvah Lulav, Mitzvah Varaba, Mitzvah Sukkah. What's Asuya Shefa? What's that Lashon Gemara? Asuya Shefa. What does that mean? What do we need Asuya for? That's a Dabar Sheh Yesh Lo Kitzvah. Beyond that, Loichel Mem Sevet Torah. Wow. You know what that means? We're purchasing a Sevet Torah. $80,000.
For a katan.
What?
For a katan.
For
a katan. There's only Mitzvah Chinuch.
That's right.
It's not even
it's a machlokes. Yeah, machlokes. Pilei ploy. Loichel lam sefer Torah. Tefillin. Also. Mikra adin. A cotton obviously shodeh. Lishmar tefillov. Bikdusha. Is chai betfilm. That's the Gemara in Sukkah. Wow. Umizuzes. V'chol davar sheyesh lo kitzva. The Gemara again. Asuya Megillah. This whole Gemara does not, shall we say, sit well with me. Just the language in Yisuach, Rabbi Baum. I'm very disturbed by the Gemara. Then, Vein Peitzim Aleim Tzedakah, that not. That's already beyond the Ken. That's the Dabar Shein Lo Kitzva. Rashi explains over here, Kai Mi Aniyim, Kol HaYom Ka HaLayla. And then, what? Yes, yes, I'm bothered by that too. Very bothered by that. Why the Brice are divided into two levels. And he puts him aleim tzedakah, he puts him aleim as a shvuyim, and then nochabah, v'loi kodom she'en lo kitzvah, asuya tamtum ya'avelim. Bizman, Harishonim, there's a, I saw in the, I think it was in Argos Yavitz, in Ksubis, and Avchesim Abeis, where they bring this halacha. So, Bizman Chazal, Tanchumi Avelim, there was a practice, they used to bring Achilo Shtia to the Avela. I'm not talking about the Sudas Havroah now. Sudas Havroah is an egg, a hard-boiled egg, and a piece of bread. Someone just asked me, two of my Talmidim were here, they lost their mother. Their mother was Nifta, and they came from the Levaya in Eretz Yisrael. I was at a Sherev Bracha, so I couldn't be at the Levaya, and then one of the Rabbeim called me at 12:30, 1 o'clock at night, that's when they were back to the airport, and the shaila was, there was no one there to give a Sudas Havroah except for a sister-in-law, and there were all kinds of halachis regarding, I said, there's no isa mikra adin. A sister-in-law can give you, can buy a piece of bread and an egg and give it to you as well. That was a shy, was asking me 2 nights ago. Anyway,
what was the issue to give?
The Sudas Habroah, there's a halachis, there's a lot of interesting din regarding Sudas Habroah.
So the sister-in-law
Sister-in-law giving to her brothers-in-law, they're very young men, their late 20s maybe, I don't think they're in their late 20s basically. One is married, one is not married. Okay, let me show you. But anyway, this whole Gemara is very bothersome. The Gemara has three different levels, and the Gemara sort of feels the need to reconstitute itself every time. One level, then Nochamol, second level, then third level. Okay, I'm not here to discuss this issue, but I want to look at the Rambam. Look at this Rambam on page number 6. I just started with the beginning of the Rambam. Now we read Halacha Yud. I just interrupted myself. I'll get back to where I wanted to earlier. Apetrops and Asin, Liktanim Lulav, Vesukah, Vetzitzit, Vesheifa, Sevetara, Tzvillim, Mezuzah, Megillah. The Rambam didn't feel the need to divide it to three levels. The Rambam says that it's all Hainu Hach. Even though Agamar said, Lasuya Megillah, Lasuya Sheifa, Rambam includes them all. Then he writes, Klo Shal Dover, Klo Mitzah Seh Sheshem Kitzva, Ben Shum Bidivre Torah, next page. Ben Shum with the Reserving, page number 7. Aisim Lam Abish Ein Chayam Mitzvahs, because they are Mitzvahs, they are the Chancham. It's all Midin Chinach, as you pointed out, Dr. Mazekas. Avalein Peska Aleim Stoker, I feel the Pin Shurin, the Shemitzvahs, they are Lam Kitzvah. The Ram presented the way it should be presented. Now look at Alokha Yud Beis. Abish Ein Abitrov, Sorak Lassos Cheshbuk, the Moshe Biyarnu, this is the Gemara also here. Sorak Lechashe, this is the big Machog is Rishayna. Does he have to hire an accountant? Or an accounting firm in order to somehow oversee.
Advisable.
Yeah. What a Rambam. Because you have to be worried about, shall we say,
the
big boss. That's right. Wow. This is a frightening Rambam. Anyway, so, okay, back at the ranch. So I mentioned this old Chagav. So now the issue, the Braisa here as a machlokes, again, as I said, what exactly is the role of the apitropos? So the Rambam paskins that Chachomim, the apitropos cannot be Meshachre Abdi Yisomim. So here the Rabbi that we just didn't see it.
The Rambam skips a Rabbah. He mentions Rochel a Rabbos.
That's right. That's correct. I was going to comment on that too. Question, what is the nature of that Rambam? Okay, I have what to say a little bit about the Rambam, but it's not for now. It needs a lot more thinking, more careful thinking. But I'm just saying, the Rambam, the Rabbi over there as well, regarding Shichur of Abdi Yisomim. The Rambam Pasa HaChomim, Apachovs cannot be Meshachir Abdi Yisomim. The Rabbi is Masig, says, according to the Rambam, Rambam happens to pass in Kesev Gomer, so what's the problem? Why can't he be Meshachir the Abodim? So the answer, of course, is that he's not a Bailim. That's what you have to assume. According to the Rambam, he doesn't become a Bailim, and therefore doesn't have that authority to go ahead and be Meshachir Yisomim. So I thought essentially that that's the Hezbollah, the Machlokes here, and that's the issue that the Rambam also relates to, and that we just mentioned Machlokes here, Tanoim, namely Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel, the father and the son. Must the Apotropos be Mechashiv with the Yisoimim when he returns to them their Rechush? According to Rebbe, the Apotropos is a Bailim, so he returns in the Chosim, and that Machan HaCheshbon, he's got to hire an accountant, a CPA, in order to make sure that Hakol Mechushav. That according to the Hashim Gamliel, he's not a Bailim. He's simply, I'll call him, what do they call it in the Hebrew? Bokach. Yipui Koch. Oh, here we have a lawyer. So anyway, what?
Power of attorney.
And maybe he doesn't have to go ahead and hire CPAs and hire accountants in order to make cheshbonos regarding this matter. But the Gemara here, the Mem, again, going back to the Mem and Alf and Gittin, the earlier Gemara, that everyone says that an apotropos, through the agency of an apotropos, you can be Meshachrir and Eved. And the Gemara says over here, the Gemara tells that story that I just cited. Name the story with the Kodin, with the Shutfim, who had an Eved, and one of the Shutfim was Meshachrir, and now it's the Chatziyev Chatziyev Ben Chorin, Kofin is Rabbi Meshachriro, in order to be kind of mitzvah Pruvu, because he's also Meshivcha and Bas Chorin, and therefore he's marked it to Bnei HaKodin, and the whole story, Kasher Osir Ken Yosolo, Gmul Yosher Berosho, they give the Kodin Kesef, right, to get Shirchel the Eved, so it sounds like an Apotropos can be Meshachrir Avodim. So here, that's the question, that Gemara goes according to whom? That Gemara that says clearly that an Apotropos can be Meshachrir Avodim. So you look in the Raibid, in the Asogas on the Rif, and the Raibid also in that Rambam that we just read here, on number 6, in his Asogas in Perek Yudalf Chas Nachlas, they say that Gemara is Aliyah of the Rebbe, and they prove from this Gemara, Halacha
Kerebbe. That it's not...
That you can be Meshachrir Avodim. That's right. However, the Rashba and Amin Hatam and the Ramban, you have to read all the Rishonim over here, they say that an apotropos is Meshachrir Eved Afilu Ladas Chachamim. Not only the position of Rebbe.
Can you base Meshachrir Eved just like that?
That's the question. So, I mean, but according to Chachamim Gittin here on Daf Nun Beis, that says you're not allowed to be Meshachrir Eved, that's only Exeris, not Mikra Adin. Means the Xerius, we're worried about that the apotropos will not be as medactic, won't be so meticulous, won't be so precise regarding the kesef, which is really, I mean, in general, this is always a problem. And we know this is an issue. It's an issue with kaspei tzibur, when people spend money of the tzibur, and the like. I'm speaking as someone who is a Rosh Hashiva for many, many years, and I am exceptionally careful, beyond exceptionally careful, how I spend the money of the yeshiva. Now, I can't say all of my, shall we say, colleagues have the same kind of approach. They feel that that's exactly what Kaspi Tzibur are for. So how do you define the role of Kaspi Tzibur? I'll give you Moshul Mat Davodombe. Today, I live surrounded by incentivization. Everything is L'shem Pras. Exactly the opposite of everything in Chazal. I'm a purist. I grew up as a purist. I remain a purist. Once a purist, always a purist. Once a terrorist, always a terrorist. So I don't believe that one should incentivize learning. To me, it's Ein L'chosha Lo L'shmo Gadol Mizeh. It's true the Rambam writes in Pirshei Mishnayos and Hakdama. You have to give different types of incentives. But that's become the entire world. I'm surrounded by a world of incentivization. Avos Ubanim, whatever it is, it's all based on what?
The grandchildren of the
Shkolim. Oh, so one might argue that's also. I'm a steer of Minei Ubei. No, I hold the Sefer Halacha. Sefer Halacha, namely, Vodatem Libanecha Lenei Banecha. Yeh Mashem Adon Hashem Elokecha Becheri. I'm just being mekayim Ramban. Ramban says it's Nasei, it's Alois Nasei. Ramban says it's Amitzes. Ramban in Chumash. What?
Grandfather.
Yeah, it's Halacha the grandfather. So therefore, that which I give is not Bitur incentive. No? Anyway, but okay, yes, you can be done with me about that, obviously. Obviously, you are done with me. You don't agree with my position. Okay, but Lamaise, if you hold that, the got to question whether it's Mikra Adin, not Mikra Adin. I see it, for example, here.
Why is it not the fact that we have a Gemara before, we mentioned the Gemara about the based in punishing the one with the Eved. So if let that the Gemara prove be the proof that it's basically wait for the we'll get to the Katan versus just be mafkir the Eved.
Okay. You know what bothers me? Mikarkashim. I can't get past that word. Is that word used in modern Hebrew? Lekarkesh? Are you familiar with that word
I'm
in modern
familiar
Hebrew?
With the word in modern Hebrew.
I'm also familiar with it.
Yes,
it's rarely used.
It's rare because it's old.
What does it mean, lekarkesh? So I'm very into words, into language. That's my entire life. My father showed me that's what he taught me to be sensitive to language.
Language.
What?
Make noise with an item.
How do you translate it?
Istobalagina kesh deshbaya. Let's go kesh.
What?
To rattle.
Rattle. That's the correct translation.
That's
rattle.
I'm like, what does a baby think of?
Right, that's exactly a rattle for a baby. That's where the term is used. The only time I know that term is a rattle for a baby. But the lashon over here that mikarkeshin means the problem is that this cotton is going to start shrying at the gewalt that he somehow he's being taken advantage of. Mela mikarkeshin in order to quiet him, in order he should not that the rattle should go off. He's the rattle, the cotton. I'm saying he's the rattle. We don't want the rattle to go off. Mela that Rabbi Trumpets can go and be mishachar the eved. Okay, I'm just saying in general. If you look in the Ritva and also Rabbi Shmuel here in Tosfos, I mean, there's a lot of discussion on this. I'll just read you his lashon a little bit. He says that even though B'dach Klal and Apotropos can't be Meshachar and Eved, he's not the Bailim, but here he says the Odon also Shaloi Kehoigen. He acted, this fellow was a, he used a very, full of chicanery. And therefore, since he engaged in chicanery, Chazal wa mafkia, wa mam di Eved, b'shus Apotropos. And okay, so I'm just saying that.
Therefore,
it shows you that Apotropos, his status changes depending on the situation. The situation
so
is that which. That's right, exactly. That's what it sounds like. Not that absolute terms he's considered.
He's not, but if need to.
Exactly. When there's a need, when there's a tzorech, he becomes a bailim. That's what I see from this Gemara. And it's all built into the Mekarkesh. That word just hit me and has hit me for many, many years. And the truth of the matter is that if you take a look in Mishonim, they are mechalik between hafrashas terumah samaisas and other situations of shichur eved. And as I said, even according to let's say the Rashi we mentioned earlier in Daf Men, the Rashi learns the cotton is mishachur the eved. So Mishonim go crazy. How could the cotton be mishachur the eved? It's not possible. It doesn't make any sense. All Mishonim, he's not a bar shlichus. And the Ramban asks for other kashas that, in effect, that he, let's say if a cotton has an apotropos, so then the din is that the cotton is then rendered impotent. Once the cotton has an apotropos, the Ramban says, "Ein mekho mekar, ve'ein memko mekar, memetalvlin." Even though nobody says apoutos, mekho mekar, memko memetalvlin. I have grandchildren here; they started out quite earlier. Oh boy, they became Israeli businessmen. At a very young age, Rabbi Baum. That's one of the pluses, Lafi Ani Yisraiti, of living in Israel. They become business people at the age of 8, 9, 10. Now it's true, I sold lemonade when I was 8, 9, 10 years old in the streets of New York. Then you could still do something like that. So I would suggest you do something like that today. I wanted to make some pocket money because I had no access to any money. My father, Sean, was just as I am, purist.
They negotiate with his grandmother, with their grandfather, about the fees, about flirting, the privilege of flirting with the grandfather?
That we did not do, but we sold lemonade, not we, I. Sold lemonade at a very young age, and then later I worked. I worked in my high school days, I worked in my college days. I think I mentioned it, I say it not boastfully, and not mitoch arrogance, chas v'sholom. But I say it that I paid for my own trip to Eretz Yisrael to learn the yeshiva, and I paid for the yeshiva. My parents were not going to supply the cash for that. They felt it was, I should get on with my life, v'chulu v'chulu, and I felt otherwise. They said, go ahead, say to do as you wish, but it will be on your own, shall we say, at your own expense.
Yeah.
And that's something almost unconscionable today. And I did it because I worked. I also believe in the work ethic. Okay, I'm not going to get into that issue now. Not at all. Get myself into... I will tell you about a conversation I had with one of the wonderful Balabatim here. Another conversation on the same vein. Okay, but anyway, so I'm just indicating that it looks like that sometimes that depending on the situation, he is a Bailim, he's not a Bailim. I saw, so this bothered me. How could you be so fickle, so whimsical? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So I went crazy. I found in Yerushalmi this idea. Yerushalmi in Gittin Perikei Halacha Dalet. Yerushalmi has the same kasha that stira atem b'lapitropsim, you don't have it here. I didn't write it. I just discovered these things at 4 o'clock this morning. So anyway, I'm bothered by this for the last 3 days. So I couldn't find it. Yerushalmi
where?
In Gittin, Perikei Halacha Dalet. It's because I look it up. So Yerushalmi has the same stira that the Bavli has. Atem b'lapitropsim, and then here it says in the Mishnah, apitropos toreim. Answer the Yerushalmi. Kan b'apitropos la'elam, kan b'apitropos l'shoah. Wow, what a statement. Apitropos la'elam tumasa tuma. Apitropos la'shoah tumasa in a tuma. So apparently you see that you have this... exactly, yeah. You see that it's a function, it's something which is subject to whim. I don't quite
no
win.
Appointment level.
Appointment level, okay.
I'm just based in giving this
say
guy
that. Say that. So again, so I'm just saying that it,
what's
really...
What's the
definition of Trev Zoyla? I mean, I imagine the Olam, until he carries out his... whatever his duties are, the executive of the estate.
No, not necessarily. That's his position.
Yeah, but what does it mean, Lo'ilam?
Not for this year, so he's a happy
tuper.
Ashi'iglo. That's what it means. I assume Lo'ilam means Ashi'iglo. That's what Yishalmi means.
Social services. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, but whatever is necessary. But you see from the Yishalmi that there is apparently room for, shall we say, flexibility over here. There's some movement. It's not just an absolute kind of statement, but there's room for different types of movement. Okay, so Yosef called Vareno, which is, I think, very significant, is that you have here in among the Rishonim three different types of minuyim. One is, as I said, and maybe before I mention what I just said till now, whether it's Betor Shliach, Betor Bailim, Betor Bezdin, but I would say there are even three minuyim that the Mishnah mentions here as well, Dafna Beis. One is a minuy of Bezdin. One is a minuy of Yisomin. And what is a minu of Yisom Shesom Chuetz of Alabai? These are three different types of minuim that the Mishnah here seems to mention. And the Mishnah, as I said, mentions Yisom Shesom Chuetz of Alabai. Means, or Sheminolem Aviyem Abitropis. So the Mishnah does not mention the one that I wanted it to mention, which is Minu Bezdin.
Right.
Why is that not mentioned in the Mishnah? I find it to be very disturbing. And the Mishnah doesn't mention, there may be, the question is that the most powerful one? Or is it the weakest one? That's also a whole deal here in Rishonim. And when you take these three, namely, Minu Abi Yisomin, that would seem to be number one. Number two, Shesom Chuetz of Alabayit. Number three, Minu Abezdin. Either that's the weakest one, or one might argue it's the strongest one. And this is a whole discussion here in Rishonim. I mean, I don't know if you have... the part that you referred to before that bothers me now... namely Rabbi Baum, the Brisa here, that they know some apotropes in Noshim, Avonim Buktanim, in Minu Avi Yisomim, Roshus B'Yodo. So it means that Bezdin, who appoints apotropes, they can't be Memane Noshim, Avonim Buktanim. Avi Yisomim, if he's the Memane, he can do so. He's able to appoint Noshim, Avonim Buktanim. But here the Gemara says later on that B'som Chu'etzo Balabayis, the apotropes could be a woman. The Gemara hears the story. Hano Yasmi, see the Gemara here. She had a shore. Shoklov is avintin the alay. Amalu yisomim shesomchu etzel balabayis tanan. So, well, what's that distinction? What is the what is being said over there? It means mino avi yisomim besomchu etzel balabayis. We're talking about a haskama of the lokeach who somich on the apitropis. Mashenki minu bezdin. That seems to be almost like an outside. Kind of an outside, an external kind of source.
Who appointed her? I don't understand.
Well, it sounds like here, they have a smicha gabiahu savta. Smicha gabiahu savta.
They were just relying on her, but there's no appointment basically.
That, no, but it says, the Gemara then says, Habalu Torta, Shokal, Zemitam, Yalayu, Yisem Shesom Chesu Balabayis Tanan. Shesom Chuetz Balabai. It sounds like Minu Abi Yisoymin. And therefore, Shesom Chuetz Balabai. But as I said, Bezdin is already completely outside of this framework. And so now this is discussed over here by the Ritva and Kedushin of Membez Barichus. And this morning I saw Abinu Kreskes. Abinu Kreskes quotes from his Rebbe that Abitrabah Sheminu Abi Yisoymin Odif Al Abitrabah Sheminu Bezdin. He said the order is exactly, the pecking order is exactly where the Mishnah presents it. First, Avi Yisraelim, number one. Then number two, Samcha Balabayis. And number three, Nuh Bezdin, which is not even mentioned here. In the Mishnah, because on the pecking order, it's the lowest. In the pecking order, it doesn't have the same status as the others. And the Mishnah is talking about, Minu Avi Yisomim. Or Yisom Shem Samcha, it's Balabayis. And the Brice is talking about, Avi Trumah Shem Nuh Bezdin. Therefore, he can't be Mafish Trumah. And as Atim L'Apitrupsim is an Apitrupis of Bezdin. That's exactly what the Brisa is talking about. That Apitrupis of Bezdin is not able to go ahead and be Torim. So I'm just saying that it seems like that there is a pecking order, and the order exactly is the way the Mishnah presents it. And that's why it doesn't mention here the idea of Minu Bezdin. The question is, what's the nature of Minu Bezdin? That's also, there's a, the Ritva here, I xerox myself, the entire Ritva in
so
Kedusha.
Oh,
the Tanakam and Abishol. Okay. There's one other issue I wanted to talk about, which I saw this morning in the Netziv. The Netziv, Ram Sadeh, so he discusses what seems to be a stereotype in two sugyas. If you look carefully at the Gemara in Gittin and Beis, and the Sugya Kedushin and Daf Mem Beis, in Kedushin it says that the Apichavis Rashoi Lochov Amanas Liskos Liyasolim. That says in the Gemara that we just saw on page number 3 that the Apichavis is allowed Lochov Amanas Liskos. In Gittin it says he's not allowed to do that. Rashi says very clearly, Lochov Amanas Liskos. Really, of course he wants to be Mezakeh, but he was not Matzliach. Somehow he didn't have any success, and therefore he ended up with a Chayv L'Yisayim. So, what's going on over here? Mamash Nadrach Stira, two Gemaras. So the Netziv is not Mekabel then. He says, it doesn't say Liskos for Lochayv. It says Lochayv Amanas Liskos. So he says, what does it mean Lochayv Amanas Liskos? That we are mechalik the nechassim lechayves ha'isayim maktanim, because we are, he says, odif shagdolim yidagu lenichsi haktanim biyachad nechseim. Better that it should be somehow, that's right. And this way they'll also worry about the nechassim of the ktanim, not just about their own share. However, if there's no braver, you do it. Amanas liskos yisayim maktanim, they should get a chelik yofeh. So he claims like this. He said the Gemara Kedushin here, and that Mem Beis is talking about with the Gdolim Atoveya lechalek the nechosim, and there the Apotropos Rashoi Lochov Amanas Liskos. Mashen Kini Gidni, he said there's an Eastern Apotropos Lochov Amanas Liskos by himself without the Tvi of the Gdolim. Now he's putting in Ukimta into the Gemara in order to be Yashir, what seems to be a stira between the two Gemaras. The truth is that Rashi, and you look also in Rashi and Gittin, Daf Lama Dalet. I saw Rashi and Daf Lama Dalet and Gittin in our Gemara. So Rashi also is Mashma, we're talking about Yisom Muktanim. Yisom Muktanim, where Meman and Apitropis is called Echad Echad. Each one gets their own Apitropis. You know, there's basically a Chaluka between Nichsi Ktanim to the Apitropsim. So it could be that, the Tam says that it's only where the Yisomim, where the Ktanim want this. If one of them is Mochem, so then you can't appoint an apitropis to Michal and Nechosim. That's the Tais and Kedushim. Mem Beis here, Yisayim Shabo, maybe that's the Chiddush. And there's also another Machlokes of Rishonim, which I won't discuss now because I see I'm past the time, how exactly the Chalukah is done. And there's also another interesting discussion in Rishonim and the Sugya Mem Beis as well regarding Chalukah, if there's a Tos or Pachad Mishtus. And another Machlokes of Rishonim in the Bittul of the Chalukah. Okay, this is a fascinating Sugya. I was just going to mention one more thing here, which also I came across accidentally, because I was looking into the sugya for several days. I saw that there's a famous sugya in Ksubis, in Dafyud Aleph, by Ger Kotten, Habil Nosal Das Bezin. Everyone knows that sugya is based on the halacha of Zochin, Midin Zochin. Now, if the din of Zechiyah V'Kotten is only din Drabonon, so the question is, how is that possible? Min HaTorah, this Kotten who's undergoing Gerus, Mabino Saldas Bezin, he's a goy. How is that possible? That's a famous kasha.
He has Rabbi Kabbal on Mahosh Maim again.
Say there. That, the question is that, so there's a Rashi in Ksubis. Vehem Nasin Lo Ka'av. Rashi is bothered by that kasha. Rashi in Ksubis, and that here, and that for the Alpha, Zirak Sigmar Ksubis and myself. That even you want to say the Din Tzchil Lekotin Din Rabbanan, but somehow the Din Abitropis Lekotin is the Din Daraisa. That's how I'm interpreting the Rashi. Shein nasin lo ka'av. There's a chiluk between zechi and apitropsis. Means if the zechi is done under the auspices of a bezdin, then they have the din of an apitropis. And once they're matbilin also aldas bezdin, the din apitropis, that's what it means. Shein nasin lo ka'av, the geruso cholam natera. The gerus is cholam natera. That's a bit of a chiddush. But El Chur, you have to say that. I saw that the Shach in the Gurus HaKesem Yerodei has this kasha, but Yeshua and Ksubas has the kasha, everyone has the kasha. This guy is a goy, Minat Torah. Mit Rabbanon, they came along, he gave him a din tzchiyah. How does that work? He's now becoming a full-fledged Jew. Avaz Bezdin. The answer is Medina Apotropsis, Rabazun Du Aloche. The seven Aloche of Apotropsis, so that works apparently Minatera. The problem is that where do you find that the Din of Apotropsis should work for Isa Veheter? Gerus we're talking about. We never heard, we know Echleis de Gemara is talking about the Yoni Mama. In monetary matters, that's where we encounter the Din of Apotropsis, the Okal Shas. We don't encounter the Din of Apotropsis, it should help for Isa Veheter. The Gemara has a discussion in Yevamos. The Gemara sure. There, the Gemara talks about, what's the Lashon, the Gemara over there? The Gemara discusses being Mezakeh, Ged, Leisha, B'makam Yavam. Well, let's say the Gemara in the Dharm, Lamevav, Hatoy, Mishalosh, Shachavera, Tumasa Tuma, Ain't Tumasa Tuma. You have all these Shilas, Tzorach Daito, Ain't Tzorach Daito. So, the Gemara has, let's say, if you are in Erchin, if you're mafrish, a korban chavero, shalom midas chavero, midin zochin. But apitropis, isa veheter, lo shamano dover kazem yelam. Never heard of such a thing.
And apitropis lavario. So
that we know, there's a marachuvan. That's very nice.
But isa veheter, maybe there is.
Okay, this all, maskan the Gemara Kedushin, that you need all these nesiim. To be Meyatzeg, the Shevet, Midin Apotropis, the old Pasha Chalukas Ha'aretz, maybe also Isa V'Heter. Somehow you have to assume, even by Isa V'Heter, Chalukas Ha'aretz, that the Din of Apotropis, that's the Chiddush apparently of a certain Kedushin. That's what you have to assume without Membeis, that it applies to Isa V'Heter. And then there's another question, you know, the issue of Higdili Yuchel Limchais. That also, I'm involved with this, I'm involved in a number of Gary situations. And there's a question, Halacha Lamaisa, Higdili Chol Limchos, what, they have to actually, whether you call a press conference and you have a public statement, or it's simply passive, by virtue of the fact they don't say anything, so we assume that there's a Kabbalah, and there were Makabel. But anyway, the question is, the Bishlam, if you say like, that Ger Kodin is very standard of Zochin, so then Yechol Limchos, by Zochin in general, Yechol Limchos. But if you hold like, it's based on Apotropsis, so there's a machlokes in the second paragraph of Kedushin. Higdil yichal limchos, or higdil lo yichal limchos. If it's based on Apotropsis, so what's going on over there? How does that fit with the Gemara Ksuvos? I mean, the whole thing needs a lot more
Eon.
What does that mean?
Depends which Apotropsis did it.
Okay, I mean, but we're assuming that's what Rashi seems to say. Rashi says, Abiyem nasalu ka'av. That's Loshem Rashi in Ksuvos. I mean, somehow, that by Apotropis, Isa V'Heter, so we assume that, again, Yechol Limchais, that's what you are basically trying to say. Okay, sure.
There's one language nugget. We said,